This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Breaking news out of Silicon Valley. Facebook has banned a number of prominent conspiracy theorists and alt-right figures.
Facebook is purging several high-profile names from its platform.
This may be one of the biggest and most impactful decisions Facebook has ever made.
Facebook taking steps to enforce its hate speech policies.
Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, Louis Farrakhan, Laura Loomer, all of them were designated dangerous.
Dangerous individuals and organizations.
Basically, they've deemed these individuals to be dangerous.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
They call me dangerous.
Danger's my middle name.
Dangerous like hurting other people? Or dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like?
This is about the total rollout for complete and total censorship.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
What is the difference at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com?
InfoWars tells viewers that the world is out to get them. None of it seems to repel President Trump. InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Because these corporations are controlled by a liberal few.
We're very focused on making sure that our recommendations and discovery services aren't highlighting groups where people are repeatedly sharing misinformation or harmful content, and we're working hard to completely remove groups if they exist primarily to violate our policies or do things that are dangerous.
Screw your rules. Your rules go against our values, and they are patently un-American.
Mark Zuckerberg is not simply censoring opinions. He's prescribing which political opinions you're allowed to have.
We need a digital Bill of Rights.
They're becoming the public square, and they control how we interact with each other. And if you think that you are going to throw up your hands and say, well, they're private companies, you are absolutely insane, and you are part of the problem.
You are a bad person. You should be censored off the internet. Bad, yes. Bad. Get out of here, Alex.
InfoWars might have been banned from Twitter, but it seems to have found a new home over at Trump's Twitter feed.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Okay,
how dangerous is InfoWars?
I'm going to come back with your calls in the next segment. I'll play a few minutes of the intro of a video up on InfoWars.com with the joke title, Alex Jones runs the French caliphate out of his office. But France pretty much is run by the Muslims now, so that's why I said that. But they were here to cover Sandy Hook, were very deceptive about what they were here to cover. So I ended up having an argument with them. And they basically said they were going to leave, so I said, yeah, get out. Here's a few minutes of the video that's up on InfoWars.com.
A French film crew approached Alex Jones for an interview under the guise of the conversation being about how freedom of speech differs between Europe and America. But prior to their arrival, our sources alerted us that their intentions were very different. Here is the full interaction.
I told you guys, no. I'm saying I have to take every second so you guys don't edit deceptively. You know?
Can we take our camera?
Yeah, sure. I'm not going to go on the air, but after that. Again, Megyn Kelly came to town 2 years ago because the statute of limitations on defamation was up to get me to talk about Sandy Hook, and then she edited the whole thing together. She's going to be involved in these upcoming suits if they continue on. A total deception, and all media does it now. John Ronson came here, and we actually taped the entire interview with him. He's not important enough to put it out. We've just been too busy. But we taped the hour-long interview I did with him. They got boiled down to 4 minutes for NPR, where nothing I said made any sense. So now I figured they're so arrogant, they're going to still edit it together, but we're going to have what they actually twisted, just like we're going to have with Megyn Kelly in the lawsuit with their actual raw tapes. And more, this is the key, is you tape corporate media, mainstream media, so that when they try to edit what you said deceptively, they get caught. But they still think they're in power. They still think they have all control, and so they still do it. And I guarantee you, this is a hit piece. They're going to say, why'd you make the man commit suicide? Not true. Why'd you harass the families? Didn't happen. They're going to say all that. They're all off camera in this video that's up on InfoWars.com. Alex Jones destroys Islamic Caliphate in France. That's not even my... I think I'm going to headline you. I think I'm going to make it more clear.
And we'll also put in the report which national French news agency that is. I think we kind of rushed that one out. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake. You know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I was told by a major D.C. international law firm that there's no way you're getting a fair trial in Connecticut. No way with this whole Sandy Hook canard. And man, experiencing the way it works and how the system operates and, you know, how the layer of skull and bones is just filled with people that have been installed because they serve evil is a real honor to face. I am blessed to be in this position, and I have no doubt that they're going to sanction me and make up more stuff I didn't do. And because they're losing these cases, what they've said about me isn't true, and so they're just going to continue to replace it with more lies. But in the end, it's all going to come out. Now, I'm going to continue with your phone calls, and then towards the end of the hour, I'm going to hit all the big arrests of pedophiles around the country, actually trafficking in children, now it ties to Hillary Clinton. And so much more. So that's all coming up. But I wanted to get to an important report here that ties into Facebook announces creation of digital currency. DrudgeReport.com has top analysts saying this is the greatest threat to privacy ever. This is so out of control. Tracking through the blockchain everywhere that money goes, everything you ever do, so you can penalize people for their political actions, their religious actions, you name it. It's a total surveillance system where you can make people's currencies worth more if they're good little servants. It is the mark of the beast. It is the communist Chinese social credit score. It is incredible. And they don't want us here on air covering this because it's all coming in like a flood and people are resisting it. You know, people used to watch TV, but now the TVs watch you. And Big Brother's sitting right next to you in your home. Here it is. You remember 20 years ago when I got a visit from a former high-level NSA engineer who worked for Time Warner? And he said, open up the Scientific Atlantic cable box. Here's the manual. There's a microphone. It gets keywords and reports it all back to the National Security Agency. Now, 3 days after I showed people this on television, they had people come attack me in a parking lot and say, we're going to kill you if you keep talking about this. Now, that was 20 years ago or so, maybe more. Today, remember like 7 years ago, the head of the CIA at the time said, your appliances are listening and watching to you. It was a Wired magazine article. Now there's over 100 home assist devices with cameras and microphones that are on all the time. And it was 6 years ago, 7 years ago, it was an Infowars.com article, we first broke it. Samsung came out and said, smart TVs, we're selling audio and video of you in your house. So watch what you do. Don't have sex in front of the television. Well, my God, it's in the damn bedroom. And don't say things you shouldn't say. And that's what
Eric Schmidt said from Google at the same time. He said, oh, yeah, everything you're doing is being watched on the Internet. Watch what you do. Well, Facebook has its system in your house that's beyond the telescreen. It's always on. It tracks you. They call it Portal. And again, they've all got these. But here's the new big enchilada. See, I was in the middle of this. I said within 5 years, 2 months ago when this happened, I said within 5 years, everyone will be watched by these portals. And it'll be the law they've got to be in your house, basically. Because they're already proposing that for your security, of course. Or there'll be tax incentives if you do have it. And all the cars will be quasi-driverless. That's already happening. Your phone already says, oh, you're driving. You got to tell it, oh, you're not, even though you know you are. AI is already watching you. So this is just the AI phase-in of our minders, of our little guardian devils. And then it came out a couple months ago that they said, well, Alex Jones actually isn't anti-Semitic. They shouldn't ban me even if I was. And he hasn't done anything they say. These were internal emails that Business Insider published. But they said if 30% of the comments on his Facebook page are anti-Semitic, well, ban him. Well, that was a message for the left to all go say anti-Semitic things. And then they went, oh, it hit 30%. He's now banned for life as a hateful, bad person. And it was even put on my banking record with G2. So when Facebook says you're bad, man, it goes on your banking record. Even though I've got great credit, didn't matter. We have the internal G2 reports. It just says perfect credit, perfect everything, but somebody said he was hateful, so his life's over. Do not loan to him. His ego. He goes to the gulag. We'll be filing suit very, very soon. I keep warning him. No response back. Okay. All right. There you go then. So here's the new story. Here's the big trillion-pound enchilada with chili con carne sauce on top. And shredded cheese and onions, but it's got cyanide loaded into it, so enjoy it. It says in there that we have devices listening and watching you in your home. It's actually in the article. This is Facebook admits this. There is exclusive. Facebook processed to label you an agent of hate revealed. It says, this is from their email. This is they're very proud of this now. That Facebook is watching and listening to you and everyone you talk to and is listening to you in your house and watching you and has been recording you. And so even if you said something racist or bad privately years ago, they're now going to have AI scan that and you're going to be kicked off Facebook or, oh, don't worry, they're going to give you a directive to mitigate so they don't tell the world and your credit score you're a bad person. Folks, I'm not kidding. It's all been announced. They also say they're going to sue you because in your terms of service, you agree to not be a hateful, bad person or to do any of these things. But if anyone ever reports you or there's a recording or they hear you in your house do it, you've contractually agreed it's bad and they're going to sue you for contractual violation. Now, folks, this is like 500 times worse than 1984. This isn't science fiction. This is scientific dystopia now.
In 2018, in the United States of America, tech giants Facebook, Apple, and Google have deemed the information coming from Alex Jones to be too dangerous for public consumption and have forbidden him from having a voice. Certainly for some, Alex Jones can be scary and abrasive.
Never defeat the human spirit!
But if you can get through all that to explore what he has been saying, to see for yourself what it is that the establishment wants to hide from you, then the information you find could be life-changing. He predicted 9/11.
And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system.
He exposed the cremation of care ceremony at Bohemian Grove.
Babylon mystery religion ceremony.
He educated us
about the relationship between the Third Reich and modern globalism.
Prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks.
He helped reveal the so-called Bilderberg Group et al.
And most of you are a bunch of stinking parasites!
He was the loudest voice reporting on the union between the communist Chinese and Silicon Valley. They falsely edit him. They lie about his reporting of Sandy Hook. They lie that he pushed a child down in a viral video. And now he is being deplatformed by Facebook, Apple, and Google. Private companies are being harassed and encouraged to stop doing business with him.
And then we get hit and say, you no longer use our software.
YouTubers are being censored for talking about him.
We just got taken down by YouTube. They just killed our stream.
Really?
Yep.
And some Americans are actually celebrating this. This is America. This is America in 2018. Will you sit by and allow liberty and freedom to be taken away?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Because they'd been produced and were important, but also I had to talk to some lawyers in Connecticut and I had to find out the latest salvo. Now, we know how this works. We know who to sue. It's the Connecticut Post. They're the ones that put out the big disinformation statements that then the rest of the media picks up, and then the judge, whether she's ignorant or whatever, goes with it as if it came out of the mouth of God. And so they're there saying that I offered $1 million for the head of this lawyer. When I said there's a reward for who sent us the child porn, and we don't know who it is. And it's clear that I'm mad at them because of the discovery process, but I'm not calling for violence against them. But that doesn't matter. They clip and they paste and they manipulate, and they go in because, again, I'm the bad guy. Look at this headline. Judge says apology from Alex Jones's lawyer in Sandy case hook falls short. So what does it say again? Oh, I'm sorry. And then it goes to say that I said the families did it. They always hide behind the families. I never said the families sent that in. I said, it's very, very suspicious. And I said, I'm going to find out who did it, and I'd love to see their head on a pike. That's a figure of speech. But it won't matter. It won't matter because all the blue bloods up in Connecticut are going to show that loudmouth, dumb Texan that they'll put me under the jail because old Hillary didn't get elected. That's how it works. Well, guess what? Old Hillary's in a lot of trouble. So that's how this stuff works. And it's all going to come out, and no one is buying that I sent child porn to the families. No one. It's just more of the mainstream media committing political and cultural suicide. Oh, he said we're going to kill ourselves. Another threat. The truth is, I've been here with the French crew. I was already mad at them. That was going on behind the scenes during the breaks. The truth is, I said, I think it's suspicious and that stuff was planted by somebody. That's why I'm offering a reward. But, oh, the Connecticut Post, they said I was talking about this Maddie guy because his article was sitting there and I was banging the table and his face was on the table. Give me a break. I banged the table. When my face is on it, does that mean I'm going to get Alex Jones? Give me a break. It's unbelievable. No, I blame them for going to the FBI. Not going to the FBI, but going there and I'm told trying to get me indicted. When I talk to all the defense lawyers and people sending you child porn you don't open isn't a crime. And then they want millions of emails turned over and say, oh, we didn't do due diligence opening every attachment. I'm not opening any attachments. That judge orders me to open attachments. I'm not doing it. So you can then charge me with opening child porn. It's not happening. I'm not walking the plank, even though you think I'm some dumb country bumpkin that just fell off a turnip truck yesterday. When it's all said and done, this is going to come out. But I almost had a cerebral hemorrhage during that one-minute break at the five after when I was reading the news article that my lawyer apologized for me threatening the families. But I didn't do that. And then I call up Norm. That's not what the transcript says. But I do have some of the transcript of the judge going along with it. And that's what I face. But you know what? I'm not a loser. I'm a winner. That's what happens when you fight evil. That's what happens when you're effective against evil. And so we all have to face evil every generation. Most of these people just go along to get along or they're ignorant. Most of them aren't evil. A lot of these lawyers aren't bad people, probably. They just believe they're following the self-righteous path to big media and success and everything else if they just can get Alex Jones, the evil Homeland character. And I blow up every once in a while, and my hyperbole slurs over and gets confusing. And then I clarify in the same broadcast, and the next day, long before they do all this stuff, and I say, whoever planted it, I'm going to get you. And they say, that's me. He threatened me. Sanction him. And how do we get him? Well, we'll say he sent porn to the families. And we'll say child porn, child exploitation, child rape. Oh, and then we'll say he said they planted it. Hell, first it's I supposedly said the lawyers did, but I didn't say that. Now it's the families. Hell, they'll probably say tomorrow, I blame the dead children next. Or maybe the dead hero teacher that tried to protect them that these lawyers sued. Maybe they'll say, I blame her. Hell, make up whatever you want, Connecticut Post. And Daniel Kepfer will look into who this guy is. But you know, lies go halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on, Mark Twain. But the truth will come out. And this isn't communist China where you're going to have your big victory over the people. This is America, and I believe you're going to fail. I believe your globalist plan is going to go down. And Trump has come out and said he's ready to expose 9/11 and who really did it and so much more. And the truth is humanity is coming up for air. I'm going to go to break, and I promise I'm going to go to Jack, Jeff, Stan, Lee, Bob, Kenyon first, after Jack, and then Craig. I got to hurry. I'm going to get to you. Just be ready. Boom, boom, boom. And then I'll get into all this other news. But it's just incredible to watch how they'll use a third-rate rag like the CT Post. They'll put out whatever dribble the Democrats want. And then that regurgitated group of lies is then spread everywhere to all the mainstream media baby birds who then repeat it and add more bull to it, and they all pass it around to everybody. But the good news is the Young Turks and a bunch of others took it down, and others changed their headlines because it's lawsuit heaven. Now, Norm Pattis is in the middle of all this. He had to be in another court. Couldn't be there for me today. He had his other lawyer there. And I know there's this approach. It's like Roger Stone's lawyer goes in. Roger Stone just tweeted something out from a fact sheet about the judge and how she was funded by the Democrats and appointed by Obama. Now she was the hanging judge. And then Roger's like, I did nothing wrong. That's just a Celtic cross or whatever, which it was. His lawyer goes, oh, we apologize, Your Honor. Oh, for what Roger did. It's terrible. And then she totally gags him. It's unbelievable. And that's what they want. They want a gag so they can say, I'm a child molester. Well, guess what? It's not going to work. I'm not going to sit here while people tell me that I got to take your lies anymore. Whatever happens, I'm not backing down to any of this crap. It's illegal. It's unlawful. It's tyrannical. And everybody with a brain that operates knows it. But I'll tell you this, how I can fight it better. InfoWarsStore.com, store-wide free shipping, 50% off, double Patriot points, save InfoWars special. This is the bat beam. This is the emergency. This is when we need the financial support so that I can absolutely defeat them on every front with the best offensive lawsuits and more. Now is the time. Flood me with money, and I'll keep fighting.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watson's launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news. Today,
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's much people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Please go there.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, the globalists are trying to shut us down and bankrupt us. Support local AM and FM stations. Buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have huge sales going. And go to SubscribeStar.com/Alex Jones. Be able to subscribe, $5, $10, $20 a month to help us fight all these globalist assaults, hire new reporters, and pay for this fight. They are in Connecticut right now cooking up lies about me to have me arrested. It's now hitting the news because they can't beat us. They cannot beat us with their fake lawsuits, but they think they're going to lynch me up there. And if that's the way it works, that's fine, too. I'm going to go on to the end telling the truth and exposing these globalist demons. Okay.
We're going to go back to your phone calls. Jack held over, and I'm going to hurry now because I know I get behind. What was the other point you wanted to make, Jack, from Wisconsin?
I wanted to recommend, I don't know if you saw it, though, back in the day, it was an older movie series, 4x3 ratio called Wild Palms. Do you remember that one?
No, I don't.
I'd recommend seeing it. That's a good template for a lot of the clown games. And, you know, you're feeling a lot of frustration and sometimes rage about, since you're ahead of the curve, about people not waking up people, and most difficultly, waking up people who are pretending to be asleep. And there's a delay. There's a delay we all have to deal with.
Ooh, you just said it. A lot of people know what's going on and choose to ignore it or join it.
They eat the blue pill. They love the blue pill, you know, like Huxley said. But I'll let you get to other callers. I don't want to chat your ear off.
No, you're awesome, brother. Thank you. No, I mean, I legitimately got mad on Friday. It was the fourth hour. I've been arguing with these French reporters, and I just kind of conflate and mix everything together. I know I'm mad at them persecuting me, and I'm mad at whoever planted it. And I think it's suspicious that they went in and found all these hidden links, and they're trying to spin it. You know, like I knew what was going on. An email somebody sent me that we never opened. And so I just blow up and I say, whoever has done this, I want to get you busted. You know, big reward. I want to see your head on a pike. That's figurative. And because of the nature of the fact that they're losing these suits and everything they say isn't true, they're like, ah, bonanza. Now we'll misrepresent this. But it's all going to come out. They're trying to get me charged for emails that I was sent about Sandy Hook death threatening me that I never opened, that had hidden links in them that they then found. I think they're scared, not these particular lawyers, but the whole system, that whoever did send this is part of the establishment. And look, it's a $100,000 reward, because the legal way to do it is you can't say $100,000 for arrest, $1 million for reward, because then people might say testimony that isn't true for the conviction. Plus, I don't have $1 million extra laying around here. So I was mad. I was wild. That's how I am every once in a while. And I told the crew when I start exhibiting that, it might happen once a year. Last time I thought Trump was going to go to war with Syria and started bombing, you know, I flipped out. That was in a webcast, so it wasn't as bad. But, I mean, I'm real, folks. I really care. This stuff gets to me. And the thing is, I'm usually really focused and nothing, you know, but it's all getting compartmentalized. It's all getting stuck right over here like a volcano. And it was too much. These French, and I love French people, but the smarmy ones, the leftist ones, the anti-gun ones, you know, creeping around here that I hadn't really even green-lighted being here. And then Norm's plane was late, so he wasn't here with them. And I just blew up. And I blew up with them, too, because you'll get to my face later. That video's up on Infowars.com. And at just a certain point, they're liars. They said they weren't coming here for what they said. I have their emails. So I kept just making the joke, go back to your, you know, Islamic caliphate of France. They're all just sellouts, ladies and gentlemen. There's Norm, finally got there late. His plane was delayed. And so I blew up at them, and then I go blow up on air. Because it's like, once you light the fuse, man, once the volcano goes off, you know, that's the end of it. And anyways, you got our security people here at the office. That's enough of that. Let's get back to the calls, like I said. Stan, Indiana, thank you for holding. I really appreciate that. I respect you. Sorry you had to hold. Go ahead, Stan.
Hello. Hey, you know, stand your ground. That's what you got to do. You're doing a good job of it.
I'm trying, brother, but it's gotten down to being framed now for child porn. You know, it's like, yeah, we always know that's one of their last weapons ahead of killing you.
Yeah, lying and deceiving and trying to project some image of you that is just something that you've worked against all your life. They do anything they can, and all they have is words. I don't really want to get too off into...
No, sir, you sound like a wise man. Go ahead and make whatever points you want.
Well, you know, making America great again is what I called about. We need to really look back and reflect upon what we've lost. And what we've lost is we've lost a lot of integrity in our country because wisdom, awareness is not being allowed with this lack of information that you're being criticized for. And this started as a result, as I understand, I'm sure you'll agree, after the World War II, our country was overthrown in a lot more ways than it was just from the Civil War. And yes, we were overthrown in the Civil War in many ways.
Yes.
American men don't have say-so anymore, and that's one of the problems, especially if they're wise and aware.
And let's be clear, it isn't like women then run things. Evil, corrupt men remove good men out of the process, so there's no leadership, and then they rule a nation of slaves.
Right. They become, and it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, if you're wise and aware, they're going to attack you. If you want to represent...
Oh, I agree. It doesn't mean that women can't be great leaders. Boy, my grandmother sure were. And my mother is. But I'll say this. The women ain't what they used to be. The men aren't what they used to be. And you're absolutely right. But they have targeted people that have integrity. It's why real Christians are the number one enemy. Because they know that we're not going to take their system.
They seem to be grooming them out of the legislation passed to allow certain people to go through college with what I'd consider a failing grade point average. The electronic grading system was put in at the same time the electronic voting machine was put in. So there's
no, you're absolutely right. What's happening is they're putting a nation of morons in charge so that the globalists can control them. That's how they do it.
One more point I wanted to make. You know, while I was waiting, I come up with something that I probably ought to mention. And I don't know if you remember it, but there was supposedly a British couple that was maybe a Russian double agent. You know, they worked back and forth, that were killed in Europe, I believe it was in England. And they were killed with a Russian chemical agent, supposedly. This was blamed upon Russia by your opponent, I should say, that. Fake media. And as a result of that, certain economic sanctions were applied toward Russia. So Russia may be seeing that as a part of an attack against them.
There's no doubt. But let me go further. They said they died. They didn't die. That was a chemical agent there in the little grocery store. And they said they were dead. They weren't even dead. That's because they were defectors over, so they played part in the whole deal. Exactly. The fake news is so much on the other side. We make mistakes, and we blow gaskets, but we're not trying to lie to folks. Stan, amazing points. In fact, if you want to give us your name and number, we're going to launch it the next 2 weeks. In case I get arrested anyways, I have a plan. We're going to have guest hosts and people, but also we're going to have roundtable listeners every day that get to co-host part of the show and the rest of it. Because, I mean, I am having to prepare for no longer being on the air. I don't want to have to get to that point, but we've put in a hell of a fight against the enemy, and I intend to be here another 10 years. But this is dark, dark days, folks, and people don't know what's going on behind the scenes and things. I can't really fill you in, but thank you so much, sir. I appreciate your call. We can also make this show, if I'm killed or arrested, more of a Washington Journal-type show, and then have, you know, 1 hour Washington Journal, just taking your calls, just like they do it, just covering news. What do you think? What do you think? And then having a guest, you know, a person that comes in. We've got Owen, we've got David. And I intend InfoWars to continue on, and we're set up a lot of things here. But I'm telling you, that there's a destruction order out on me, come hook or crook, to get me. And it's clear. I mean, they're pulling all the stops out, and I'm not a victim. I asked for this. I prayed for this. I asked to be put in a position to take on the globalist. I asked to change things. I asked to try to, you know, have God make me a vessel, and I promise God. God, I mean, I tried to pray to God 30 years ago. You can kind of feel that block getting to God. But the more you put yourself on the line, the more there's no separation. And I can just instantly connect to God. I'm always connected to God. And God showed me. He said, this is not going to be fun. Your name's going to be destroyed. You're going to ultimately be destroyed. But you're going to do great things. Are you ready? And I said, yes. God said, well, I'm going to start putting weight on you and see what you can take. And I've learned to take a lot of pressure.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate subject to change. Pick 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Experiencing what only President Trump has experienced, or only what a nation about to be invaded that's being lied about has experienced. Headlines are coming in by the minute that are complete lies. Ladies and gentlemen, the top Twitter story in trending, and also when you search my name, is father of Sandy Hook victim wins defamation lawsuit against Alex Jones. It goes on to say, I wrote a book called Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. Ladies and gentlemen, that is totally insane. No one's won a lawsuit. I did not write that book. I think they're getting ready to start a war or something. I'm actually getting chills right now. I mean, they're saying that I threatened to kill a lawyer. Never did that. They're saying I'm sending child porn out. I mean, what in the world is going on here? I've got transcripts of a judge in Connecticut saying that I blame the families of Sandy Hook for the child porn somebody emailed us that the FBI says I'm the victim on. Never did any such thing. But this judge believes whatever Koskoff and Koskoff says, this Democratic law firm, like they are God. Look at the document cam shot. Father of Sandy Hook victim wins defamation lawsuit against Alex Jones. He goes on to say authors James Fetzer and Mike Palsek. What in the hell? But they know
No one's reading below the headline. This is galactic level. Look at this one. Judge says apology from Alex Jones's lawyer in Sandy Hook case falls short. He goes on to say that I said the families sent me the child porn. I never said that. The same author says lawyers for Sandy Hook families say Jones sent them child porn. Total lie. I mean, I don't even feel guilty. Because, you know, even if it's a false accusation, you still kind of feel embarrassed or bad. I'm living in the Twilight Zone. Forget Rod Serling being able to come up with something like this. I'm living in Captain Kangaroo, Queen of Hearts, Alice in Wonderland, One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I am living in crazy. And by the way, it's not just that one. There's a bunch of other. This is the top of Twitter. Again, they're doing what they believe in is like this weird Harry Potter magic because they're into the occult. They call it lesser magic. They believe if they say I lose lawsuits, it makes it happen because people then just believe I'm already convicted. Next level. Get Barnes on. I know Watson's taken over. Pattis is in court right now where the judge is trying to figure out how to put me in jail. Wow. I mean, you know I won't make it out of that jail. I mean, they've got their plan. They've got it set up. They think they know what they're doing. And I'll go willingly. But I will not commit suicide in their jail. Remember that. I will never commit suicide. They'll say, witnesses say Jones hung himself. It's not true. It's a lie. I'm telling you, that's where this is going. They told me, we're going to get you. We're going to kill you in emails that I never read. And then there's hidden child porn in it. For what you said about Sandy Hook, we're going to kill you, Jones. I never opened it, but it sucked up into Sandy Hook. And then I say, I'm suspicious of this. There's a big reward out. And they say, oh, my God, boy, we'll teach you Texans. We'll teach you dirty dogs a good trick. You think your big mouth leader is going to take our power? Never! Good. 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 It's treason then. Oh, man, these people are unbelievable. They're just starting to one-up each other. Well, let's say he lost a lawsuit. Yeah. Let's say he wrote a book. Yeah, that'll be good. Let's say he said the families are sending, he said families child porn. Even better, let's say he said they framed him. Yeah, that's the thing to do. What else can we make up? I don't know. I mean, just imagine demonic gremlins running around trying to, what do we do? Our master Hillary says he must be defeated. We were all going to be powerful. We were going to feast on America's carcass politically, but he got in the way. It is he who brought forth a Trump. It is he who conjured our enemy. That's what they say. He's the mad prophet. He's the one to take out Gideon, 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 Gideon. Woo, woo, the little banshees roar. But do they think they've baited me? You see, I think I'm following a little bit more advanced algorithm than you, my friends. You see, I'm not a Satanist. I'm not a little worldly pimp of the establishment. I'm self-made. And I don't care about myself in the final equation. I care about bringing you down. And down you'll be brought. And we've still got a load of phone lines. The great Paul Watts is lined up and ready to take over. And we're in treacherous waters. And I would like this operation to continue. So I'm going to leave it at this and go to your phone calls. InfoWarsStore.com. Store wide 50% off. Double Patriot points. And ladies and gentlemen, free shipping. And we don't make a lot of money off each order, but a lot of times we get a ton of orders and it funds things. And I'm kind of stuck in this canard because you guys love big discounts. So there it is. I've launched other things like subscribestar.com/Alex Jones, where you can subscribe through a third-party system that's known for not censoring, $5, $20 a month, and do not worry about it, cancel any time to help fund our operations because we're having to expand out because of all the attacks. Obviously, we need major funding. So thank you all. InfoWarsStore.com is the key place to go. Big sales going right now, but this is the SOS, and we are just You know, there's a certain thrill when you're in the middle of a fight. So I'll be honest, I'm thrilled right now. It'll get your eyes focused, get everything a little frosty, a little crispy, a little sparkly, you know. But I can tell when the wings of the Valkyries and the wings of the devil are all a little bit windy, a little bit eye of Sauron focused on us. Yes, right down on us. And that's good. Because while I'm getting torn limb from limb, and we need to extend this out as long as possible, the enemy's being held up by me. They think it's the other way around. And by you. And so we're on the front line. We're the tip of the spear. I'm your probe that you're sending into the enemy area. And I'm getting key data back. And I've had a lot of victories thanks to you. And I just want to keep churning data out as I melt into the surrounding territory. And just, I want to be that fulcrum. I want to be a fulcrum and an example to others, like Colonel Travis, of going all the way, committed, smiling right into the face of death, a pure Americana, and saluting you all, no matter where you live or where you're from. If you love freedom, we're brothers and sisters in this epic fight, and nothing good comes without cost. This is an amazing time to be alive. So all their false victories come from systems of fraud, and it's their own defeats. Their courts that say kill babies, their systems that do all this, it's all a lie, and we're going to win. Okay, let's take another call. Who's been holding the longest here? Kenyon in Ohio, thank you for holding. You're a real trooper. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just like to talk about the timing of these, power grids and this electronic espionage right at the time that the antitrust lawsuits are going on. I don't think that it's coincidence. I think because of the fact that these agencies act as a segue for these government agencies, these intergovernment agencies to commit. The tech industry has wrought with espionage. It has been for the last 20 years. And when they start to investigate for these antitrust lawsuits, what they're going to uncover is not just the racketeering you've been talking about. I think it's, the fact that you had that segment on Benny was really good because it played right into what I was going to say, is that they're using these agencies to play governments against each other, to play their citizens off against one another, to use these big tech systems, and you know they're involved in it. They're involved in espionage all across the board, and if these antitrust lawsuits start to lead into the other litigations, they're going to find out. It's going to open the whole canard. You know, it's going to erupt because they're going to show how you've been talking for years, how big government and this, you know, the use of these tech companies to instill global governance over us.
You know, and that's their own words. You know, when I had dinner with William Benning, and we were followed, and people got real NSA type security guys came in, like sat down near us and were listening to our every word. And of course, Benning knew it. He didn't tell me anything secret, but that guy knows the big secrets. He was the real head of the NSA. He created all this. And he'll tell you, he didn't like to talk about it on air because he doesn't like to look like a victim, but they poisoned him the day he secretly testified to the Senate and almost killed him. His legs basically fell off. He was in good shape, almost, but he was tough, tough liver, tough guy, man. You know, if you know him in person, you can tell he's a tough guy. And reportedly, the poison they gave him would have killed 10 men. Didn't kill him. So, hey, I've been poisoned one time. It wasn't that bad. It was arsenic, but I got over it. That was like 20 years ago. I learned to not leave drinks out at events I was at. But he got poisoned with something far worse, and he lived through it, so he's a real hero. When I think about heroes, man, I admire somebody like William Benning. That's a real tough guy right there. He's got a brain right up there in lights. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.